Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us again today. We're going to start off with a little recap from last week. We finished off last week talking about meditation and all the benefits of meditation. So definitely check out that episode if you want to hear more about meditation. And this week we're going to talk about our morning routines and the different authors and shows and things like that that we got our morning routines from. So do you want to start off with talking a little bit about the benefits?
Oh, yeah, we can start with benefits. So some of the benefits of morning routine would be that it helps with your productivity. So it increases your productivity throughout the day. It instills discipline and keeps you motivated as well. It leads to more energy. When you include at least some light exercise within your morning routine, it helps to motivate you to eat healthier as well. So having some sort of morning routine, getting more of that positive thoughts going into your in your mind helps motivate you as well into eating healthier. Builds that confidence, so it helps you to see how much you're able to accomplish throughout the morning, and you're able to then build confidence on that. Within yourself, you're also building trust within yourself, so you see like you can stick to a routine, you are able to accomplish this on a day-to-day basis. So then you're building more confidence within yourself, you're trusting that you're going to go and follow through with things that you set your mind to. You're also having more of a structured morning routine can also help maintain and enhance that mental clarity. It helps to set your day off in a better, like having you be in a better mood as well, because you've already done, you know, so much more than half the people have done, and it's only been an hour or two in the morning that you have accomplished so much in. So it does set you into a better mood. And it also increases that motivation because you see how much that you were able to accomplish and you're motivated to then do even more throughout your day. So those are really just a few of the benefits. Obviously, there's other health benefits depending on what you put in your morning routine. So we're going to get into what we set our routines to be. To start, really, I had no routine, probably started to go through like an actual morning routine when I heard about it on Rob Dial. So that's one of the podcasts that I listened to. He was talking about this guy named Hale Elrod, and I was interested in researching more about him after hearing Rob explained how much it has helped him in his life. So I researched Hale Elrod, and the Miracle Morning came up. And with this Miracle Morning, there are six different activities that Hale goes through every morning, which are silence or meditation, which we talked about last week, and the benefits of meditation in our health. The second thing is affirmations. Third is visualization. Fourth is exercise. Fifth is reading. And the last is then scribing. You don't have to do them in those order, but those are the six that he says, if you do consistently every morning, it helps to have all those benefits that I just went through. For myself, I would say I try to get at least 4 to 5 of these done every single morning before heading out to work. There are mornings where I like to kind of take my time and ease into the day, so I'm not getting all 6 of them in. But if whatever I don't get in the morning, I will make sure I go back and do when I get home in the evening, or try to find a break in my day at work to make sure that I'm getting it in for the day. The things that I do as soon as I wake up, I start brushing my teeth and, you know, kind of get into your like normal bathroom routine, brushing your teeth, washing your face, getting dressed. Right away, as I am doing those things, that's when I'm going to be turning on those affirmations. So I listen to affirmations through YouTube. Actually, my husband showed me a really cool video on YouTube, so I will play that. It's about 10 minutes. So that's something else that Hale says in the Miracle Morning, is that you should do these for 10 minutes each. So my affirmations are 10 minutes, and I'm doing that as I'm kind of getting ready for my day, getting dressed, things like that. And then I'll go downstairs and kind of take a little break from my morning routine, at least from these six things in my morning routine, and, you know, make sure that my lunch is ready, getting coffee ready. As I do that, though, I do have like a podcast or something playing in the background. So it's something positive. That way I'm still in that positive mindset. I'm still motivated to do the rest of these six morning routine things. So after I'm, you know, set to go for the day for work, that's when I'll sit down and then I'll start journaling. So that's the scribing. And usually my journaling is just kind of writing out my thoughts and what I'm hoping to get out of the day. A lot of them are like prayers, things like that for me. And then reflecting in those prayers of like what I either want or what I've done, and being thankful as well. And then I will start my reading, and I read different things. Spend 10 minutes. Usually self-help books are better to be reading throughout the routine, because you're getting into, like, I don't want to get into a fictional novel and spend 10 minutes reading and get really into it and then have to stop after those 10 minutes. So for me, I feel that doing more of a self-help book helps to make sure that I'm like sticking with reading, but also getting something out of it too in the mornings. And then I'll get into my meditation. And I switch up my meditation. So I actually, instead of just meditating, I'm doing my Wim Hof breathing. So that's something that's different from what Hale does in his morning routine. He just does the meditation. I'm doing that pillar of breathing from Wim Hof during my morning routine. And then that last third round of the breathing, I'll get into my meditation or the silence. So I said I did affirmations, silence, reading, journaling. And then the fifth thing that I do every morning is my exercise. So as soon as I get done with the breathing and meditation, that's when I'll get into doing an ab workout. I find a video I like Caroline Gervin on YouTube. She has some really good short ab videos that I'll get into. I know you've shown me a few videos as well that I've also played and gotten into that are, you know, at least 10 minutes, some a little bit longer. But around the 10-minute mark for each of these activities is what I at least do. What's your morning routine?
Yeah, so I didn't have a morning routine for really most of my life, all through my 20s and 30s. I would just be one of those people that got up, gave myself just enough time to shower, get ready, get dressed, and get out the door and make it to work right on time with, you know, a couple minutes to spare. Which I think you show up to work a little bit more anxious, ridden, you're kind of flustered. You're probably definitely not starting out your day as best as you possibly could to be your best version, to be the best version of yourself and to be able to contribute to other people around you and also make the workplace a better place for them as well. But if you do, in my experience, a morning routine, you're going to vastly improve your experience and everybody that's around you. You're going to improve their experience as well by getting a morning routine going. I think I've been doing it for probably about a year and a half or so, somewhere in that range, of a morning routine, which has really gone up and down a little bit in terms of how many of those items you mentioned that I do. Most recently, I have been doing all six. And I do want to get better with visualization. And that's part of one
something that I don't do yet.
That's something I do want to get better at in this year and focus a little bit more time towards that as well. So I start out with a 15-minute meditation every morning. Then after that, I do a 10 to 12-minute workout. Usually it's an ab workout. It's pretty much the only type of workout that I do in the morning. So it's a great way to get that ab workout in. Find yourself a video on YouTube that you like with a routine where you can really feel those muscles working in the midsection area and make sure you kind of get a good little tiny bit of a sweat going in the morning. And then I do affirmations at that point as well. From there, I kind of split up my routine a little bit just based on my schedule and things like that and what I'm able to get done at work as well. So at that point, what I'll do is just continue getting ready and then I'll get to work a little bit early and then I'll get started with journaling. I'll journal for about 10 to 15 minutes, do one page in my journal, and then after that, I'll read for about 10 minutes. And then I've been trying to visualize for about another 5 minutes or so. But I do, as I mentioned, want to ramp that up, do various techniques, try different things when it comes to doing that part of it. Maybe start looking at certain videos, pictures, images, something like that. Also just thinking about it in my head. I think an important part of that part or that pillar as well is to really just try to feel it, feel what it would be like to accomplish that goal or get what you want in life. So I think that's something important that I want to continue to focus on. So that's kind of about how long I do it for, but you can definitely start out for much smaller. Start off maybe at 2 minutes for each one and kind of work your way up from there to 5 minutes for each one and so on till you get to about 10 minutes for each one. That seems to be the most recommended is about 1 hour. For me, it helps me show up at work better and I have a better attitude when I get to work, not as stressed. And I think, again, I can just be a better person for myself and everybody around me and accomplish more tasks. You have more energy and hopefully that'll lead to greater success as well when you can show up that day for everyone around you in that way. And that's just going to lead to future successes, more hard work when it comes to your exercise, more willpower when it comes to your diet and how you eat, and you're just going to treat yourself better overall. Yeah, that's about all I had. I know we wanted to maybe challenge everybody a little bit to try something. So, I mean, what did you...
Yeah, so, and I'm going to also take in part of this challenge, especially with that visualization, because that's something I don't do. We both want to challenge you, all who are listening right now, to try the morning routine. Whether it be you're going to write down the 3, 4, maybe you go all the way and do all 6 right away, but try to come up with at least 3 of these things that you're going to show up for yourself to do every single day this week. We try to at least get everything in throughout our work week. So that's our challenge, is, you know, Monday through Friday or whatever your work week is. Try waking up a little bit earlier, even if it is just 15 minutes earlier, and getting in those at least 2 minutes of each of the 3 to 4 activities that you're going to write down, and doing some sort of morning routine just to ease ourselves into getting into a morning routine. And then as the weeks go on, see if you can increase that time as well as the amount of activities you're doing within the morning routine. So week 1, 3 to 4 activities at least, and then at least 2 minutes in each of those activities, waking up 15 minutes earlier before your normal wake up time. My challenge to myself too is then to wake up earlier. That is something I've had to do in order to fit in the morning routine, but...
Well, you already wake up before 4:15 in the morning, so I don't know how much earlier you could possibly wake up, but...
Waking up earlier to be able to, like, make sure I can fit in that last visualization piece into my morning routine as well. So, yeah, that was going to be our challenge for you, all of you. Next couple of weeks.
Well, that's a good challenge. All right. So, yeah, definitely recommend having some sort of morning routine, and you'll show up better. So that's all we had for today. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, drop us a message, and check out our YouTube channel as well. Super humanistic on everything. And we'll see you next week.